it's a very welcome scheme. It removes the financial burden on parents and families at an expensive time of year coming back to school. But it is an increased responsibility on school principals and schools and boards of management. So, for example, Ennis Community College in Kilcullen and Clare here, we're an average kind of school, the type of school, an average size school. So we will be looking at administering a grant of in excess of €100,000 as part of this scheme. So it's a significant sum of money. And there are responsibilities around the procurement process that you've mentioned. And from what I can see, it actually involves maybe a few different processes. It's not a single procurement process because the scheme is designed to cover not only school books but also materials and resources that are required by students in school that families previously would have had to pay for. So that would include things like stationery and school journals and so on. So there are obviously clear responsibilities with that. This is public money, and schools and school principals obviously want to be transparent and want to follow the appropriate guidelines. Our school is very, very lucky. We're part of Limerick and Clare Education and Training Board, so there's a dedicated section within the ETB who administer that, located here actually in Ennis and Station Road, and we've got a very valuable team there who will support us on that. But other schools, voluntary secondary schools, have got a different setup, and it does present challenges in terms of designing tender documents, navigating the e-tender process, evaluating bids when they come in, forming and developing relationships with suppliers and so on, managing the budget, and of course preparing for audits and accountability, which is an important part of it too. So it's quite an intricate and involved process, and one that schools and school principals want to get right.
Brian, can you maybe outline some of the other challenges your school is facing regarding the effective delivery of the free school book scheme by this September?
Yeah, look, as I say, it's a very, very welcome scheme, and I think every principal up and down the country would want to be clear about that. It's very, very welcome. It's relatively late in the school year, so in school in the coming weeks, normally, traditionally, we'd be looking at developing book lists and communicating that and school supplies and so on, and that obviously will continue. But as this scheme has now been rolled out, in addition to that, the actual purchase of the school books and things that might seem pretty straightforward on the surface do take time. For example, schools' books that are purchased, they will remain in the ownership of the school, so they will need to be covered. Things like a system to track and locate books and so on, that will need to be developed to the administration, the administrative time required for that. Schools are very, very busy places, and the clear focus of any school is on students, and issues that take time away from working with students and supporting them in the best possible way in a day-to-day basis, that obviously is a concern as well. So I see it as three areas. One, we spoke about the procurement area. Secondly, around the administrative burden that it does place on schools, and the time factor, and where that time comes from, and I suppose what loses out, where does the time come from, with the other responsibilities that school has.
It seems like quite a lot of issues, Brian, and I wonder with the time frame that remains before the scheme is due to be rolled out, whether that is going to cause major headaches. I mean, we're effectively into April, 5 months away from the scheme being delivered. Do you have serious concerns over Gaelcolosh and Clare's ability to effectively deliver it?
Well, here at Ennis Community College, Gaelcolosh and Clare, to be honest, I don't. I suspect that the 36% of school principals, or a large portion of them, who express confidence that they'll be able to deliver the scheme, are fortunate enough to be part of an ETB, and ETBs have good, robust structures in place. So schools, be they ETB schools or voluntary secondary schools, all schools, we're used to doing this kind of thing. We are used to knuckling down and getting on with things and getting things over the line. And principals and deputy principals across the country, they kind of have that mindset that this is a very welcome scheme. It's a very welcome investment in schools. It's a very welcome investment in the learning of young people. And it is important that this is delivered. So while it will be challenging, while time is tight, I think that actually Given the challenges, I think they will be overcome, because that is just how school principals and school deputy principals, it's kind of how we roll, it's kind of what we do, we do see the value of this.
Yeah, because what happens, Brian, if a school such as your own isn't able to effectively deliver this? I suppose ultimately, is it the students who can't afford the books and all the materials, are they the ones who ultimately will suffer?
I don't think any school would like to see that happen. I think all schools, Alan, will be working to ensure that doesn't happen. I think school staff are prepared to put the time in to ensure that we do get this over the line. But there are significant challenges with it. And I know the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, which is what we're speaking about this morning in terms of that survey, have called on the minister to increase the support, the administrative support that is available to schools. And that's really just principals and deputy principals saying that this scheme is really important. It's really welcome. We acknowledge that the department and the department staff have worked incredibly hard on this, and we're very grateful to the minister for making this money available to introduce this scheme. But more support is required, and there is a challenge in the coming month and a half, to work through the procurement process, to make sure that it is transparent, to make sure that value for money is achieved, and to make sure that books and resources are in schools by the end of August and ready to distribute to students when they come back in late August, early September.
Is there more that the government can be doing to inspire more confidence in this project, to ease the delivery of it by September? Or if these issues can't be overcome, is there potential for it to be, do you think it could or should be delayed until the following year, until the Department of Education has the correct process figured out?
Well, I think to answer your second question first, no, I don't think it should be delayed. I think we should. This is now available, and we should grab this opportunity and let's get on with it. But I think school principals would welcome the support of more expert involvement in terms of the procurement process, because the reality is most school principals are not particularly well versed in e-tenders, for example, in that process. And that's intricate and that's complicated. And I think that if there was some dedicated support, some really clear support from the department that principals and deputies could link in with and could rely on, I think that would be enormously helpful.
Just before I let you go, Brian, question in from a concerned listener, a concerned parent. Yep. I'm not sure if it's one you can answer, but if you can't, feel free to say so. Listener asking, can I please ask what parents are supposed to do with the books that the current first to third years have that are new and never used? It's a huge waste of money for the taxpayers, an absolute waste to the environment at a time when we are told to reuse and reduce waste.
I'm not sure what in terms of never used,
they seem to be suggesting that first to third years have books that are new and never used. I'm not sure if that's the case, though, is it?
I wouldn't have thought so. And certainly in our school, the books are well used from first to third year. As part of the scheme, many second and third years will already have books because they will already purchase those. So incoming first years in September can expect to receive their full complement of books free of charge from schools, as well as other resources like calculators and maths log tables and things like that. Those resources will be available to second and third years also as part of this scheme.